vendor too as we do these extensions, so certainly we will come back to you if some of the terms are, some of the terms end up changing at all.
Just want to make sure everybody is confident that the people who are calling are going to get good service and adequate.
Get the same service, which hopefully most people feel is good. And they've been receiving.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you to the committee. Now we move to procurement, and I believe we can take 1 through 8. There are no refusals. May I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second. Any questions on these? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Engineering, I believe we can take 1 through 6. We do have a refusal on 7. So may I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, number 7, there is a refusal from Director Darcy. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any questions on this one? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? And then we'll go 8 through 12. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any questions on this? On any of these? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? That passes. On legal, we can do 1 through 5. I believe number 6, which was originally posted, has been pulled from the agenda and postponed to the March meeting.
I believe that item 5 needs a discussion in executive session.
Okay, so we will have a motion of 1 through 4. If after a discussion in executive session the board is comfortable voting for this one, we will certainly come back into full session and have a public discussion of it. So 1 through 4, may I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Didn't ask the questions, but I assume people will tell me if there are any. Okay. Anything else in the consent agenda? Okay. Do we want to do the public comment now? Or is your partner here? I hope your partner.
He's not. I'm hoping he gets here very soon. I wonder if he thought you were still starting at 10.
Oh.
I wonder if he's.
Okay. Well, we will go into executive session. Pretty much everybody leaves, then we come back in for a very short period of time after executive session. So I think probably this is, if you're comfortable, this would be the best time to make the presentation.
Okay.
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 Yeah, you don't mind coming up to the podium, and then we can get you on camera and recorded as well. You can tell your partner you were fabulous without.
Hello, my name is Eileen Glenn Tucker, and I am in suburban Greenup, Clinton Lake County. I'm here today to discuss a topic that Joe Serpy and my partner and I have talked to you about before, and it is solely noise, sound noise up in our area of Greenup. And you've worked with us collaboratively on sound abatement walls. The current issue kind of facing our village is regrinding of the tolling the pavement itself to decrease the noise. And we received an IGA from Greenup, received an IGA from you. I'm assuming at that point it was estimated $1.8 million with I believe a 5% interest rate. And Greenup comes with a heart attack at that. Just a high interest rate in this economy, combined with a very high projection for the cost of the tollway regrinding. The actual bids came in significantly lower, closer to the 800,000 mark, with one section projected to be, I believe, 337,000, or right in there. Anyway, last night, unfortunately, Greenup voted against approving that part of the IGA, and I think the point is, they feel like we're solving one small part of the roadway within Greenup when we have a 3-mile stretch, and the whole 3 miles is loud with decibel sounds of 68 on a completely calm day, and well into the 80s and 90s on windy days if the wind happens to be from the east and blows that noise to the neighborhood. you know, Joe had a good preparation presentation today running through about the type of concrete that you used, and the fact that your own study done on 355 showed that it was a very loud pavement surface to use, and yet it was still used within really the whole tollway, you know. But anyway, the noise is still a problem with your notes, and I guess I'm coming to you today to say, can we do some type of a cost-sharing agreement with the Village of Green Oaks to try to get a larger portion of the pavement reground within on the tollway instead of this small stretch, but, you know, maybe not the whole 3 miles of Green Oaks, but try, you know, a larger portion. And again, Green Oaks is a small village. We still don't have the capability to generate the funds. You guys raised, I don't know, 87.5% last year. You know, what can we do? Let's get this done. Because it's residents like myself that are really caught in the middle, okay, that aren't, you know, they're suffering, that aren't enjoying our yards, that hear this noise all the time. As well as, you know, and clearly, I'll tell you, I had all the windows replaced in our house. We thought that would really help to get some brighter windows. You know, it didn't do a thing. The noise just comes right in. You know, it's really hard. It's hard to sleep sometimes. It's hard to have conversations. We have neighbors in Green Oaks that have been in their homes 30-some years. They say it was never this loud, not as loud as it is now. You know, the pavement noise generates such a high-pitched screech that it's very difficult to tolerate. And, you know, if you took your... come on up to Green Oaks and take a ride through the neighborhood, it's rough. People can't sell houses. I know people can't sell houses in other areas, but, you know, there's a story of realtors pulling in the driveway and, you know, saying, oh, the people heard the noise. And, you know, it's frustrating to some of the neighbors that they've been there 30, 35, 40 years, and there's never any tollway noise. And now the surface really has, you know, increased the noise, so.
Well, we appreciate your presentation, and I know very early on in my tenure when I was appointed, this is one of the first things that people brought to me, is, you know, the tollways were being very hard with your community and others to try to make sure that we're a good neighbor and that we can do what we can. We also have a responsibility with our resources as well in terms of making sure that we are sensible about the way we spend the money that we get in the toll system, and are trying to make sure that economic interchanges that we're building, we have sharing agreements. And I know there has been a lot of time and energy put into discussing cost sharing and how to reach a solution that's an economically viable solution both for the tollway and for the people who live there. So it's not that we're unsympathetic with what you say, and your personal story is very important to us. We also have to think about what our overall responsibilities are. And I think the staff and the executive director have been working very hard to try to balance those issues, and I'm sure we'll continue to do so. I didn't know about the vote last night. I don't know if you did.
We just found out. I guess we might be under the impression that it was deferred, or was it deferred or tabled versus actually defeated. But I mean, we might, you know, so I don't know whether there was more discussion. We'll continue to work on it. We've gone farther in this IGA and this work with Green Oaks than we have with any other community, I think, ever, potentially, at least to my knowledge. So we will continue to try to work on it. But, you know, appreciate your comments and the impact that this work may have on the community.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments by any of the other directors? I know Director Peterson, that you had gotten involved in.
Yeah, no, I wasn't aware of the vote last night. And hopefully it was a defer, because I thought we had some pretty good progress there with the cost sharing.
No, but the leadership of the community certainly, you know, seemed to be in agreement with us on the terms of the agreement. So there may be just some more information sharing that needs to happen.
I was informed that it was supposedly tabled and for further discussion next week.
Was the 1.8 estimate based on the smaller...
1.8 was just the engineer's estimate going into it, and it was based on what we had gotten as bids on previous jobs, except this was a little bit more work than we had done before, so I think we did get a very good bid on this one.
Right.
It came in, you know, well within that amount. And
good. Okay.
Well, we'll continue to work on this. Again, we appreciate your coming.
Thank you.
So I don't think there's any unfinished business or new business. What we'll do is go into executive session. If I could have the motion read.
Motion to go into executive session pursuant to Section 2C11 to discuss litigation and potential litigation matters, as well as any potential personnel matters under Section 2C1 of the Open Meetings Act.
May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, we'll go into executive session. Thank you. Everybody who is attended.
Directors, with respect to item number 5 on legal agenda, I would ask for approval, and I would also ask to revise the resolution that settlement authority be approved in connection with the amount discussed in executive session.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Good. Thank you. That ends the official business. We do have some people from Bruno. Directors have agreed to stay for a little while, but we hope that this can be 3 to 5 minutes. Okay, great.
Thank you for meeting. Last time I was here, you guys had your meetings first, and the public came in at 10 o'clock. So I was thinking 10 o'clock, and my navigator left on time. And so I was lost in some subdivision up here, and I eventually got here.
We understand.
Thank you.
We just didn't want you to be stuck in traffic on the tollway.
No, I was not on the tollway. That was fine, but the neighborhood wasn't so good.
Okay.
I went to our village meeting last night. It didn't go well. I'm hoping to meet again in a week, and I'm hoping things get better. This is the presentation that I was going to make for them. I'll make to you very quickly. You know, I read through your materials. I understand your missions are, move traffic safely and efficiently. Got that. We bought our home, which is next to the toll road, knowing it was there. You guys were there first. Most of the homeowners that were at the meeting last night from the entire length of the village, nobody is denying that the tollway was there first, but it was much quieter then than it is now. It was asphalt, now it's concrete, and it's very loud. And we know you want to be good neighbors, you want to minimize this effect on the neighborhood. Some of this stuff you paid for already. The 2006 study where the decibel noise was 67, which is troublesome. This same projection in 2006 gave us a 69 decibel read. We now have 8 lanes of concrete surface, which is very loud. I was out this morning double checking my numbers. We've been emailing back and forth, letters, conference with you guys, talk with you guys. It's gotten worse. We were talking to you about this when you put in the northbound lanes, and now understand why things weren't changed. But just to give you some, to bring this home, here is what the tire noise sounds like. I don't told it. That's the tire noise. Okay? That's generated at the tollway. When we bought our homes, this is what the tollway sounded like, because some of these guys have this data. And this is the two lines you see here. This is fill in the blank now. That first one was 95 decibels, which the sound information that we've been reading today, the tire noise is 105. I didn't want to go that high. It hurt my ears this morning. So I left it at 95. That's the tire noise on the pavement. But what I'll give you now is...
I'm sorry for those of us who are not finding this. That's the level of the noise. That's not the actual tire noise.
That's the tire noise on the pavement. The tire is rolling on the pavement.
But that's the level.
That's the level. But it is a screechy type of level.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Right.
Okay, good.
That was at 95 decibels. What I'll play for you now is 62 decibels. These are the readings that people took prior to buying. The tollway was there already, and they wanted to be sure that this is not going to be a mistake. So this was 62 decibels. This is what it sounds like. You'll see the difference.
a background home before.
Background home, you could be outside, you could be having, this was negligible, once you got in the house, you didn't notice. And this is what people were used to. That's 62 decibels, getting near the 67, but not 67. This is where we are now. I took these this morning, at 6:30 this morning, that's rush hour for us. Trucks are flying by, the 8-foot walls are up. This was this morning, and this is what we have pretty much all day long. This is 70 decibels with the noise walls up, so that the concrete surface, we are sure, is a problem. We're sure. This is 70 decibels. We're still above the 67. We're asking for you guys to, I know you've done a lot for us already. I hope when you build future roads, you do not use this type of surface. It is loud. And the entire village, all of the subdivisions along the length of the tollway, were there last night. I don't know, it was a 4-2 vote. They want guarantees, you know, and we give them best estimates from the experts. And we're going back in next week and hope to have a different outcome. We need to sway one vote, so we'll be working on that vote that trusted. If you have any questions for me, that's all I wanted. I wanted you to hear the noise. That's why I came down.
I do have a question.
Yes.
The first noise you gave us was at 95 decimals.
Yes.
The last one you gave us was recorded this morning, or based off of your measurements this morning during rush hour. That was 70.
Yes.
So that I understand, what does 95 represent? When was that taken, or when did you experience that number?
We can't actually measure it. That's the actual tire noise at the pavement, and that was actually taken by a truck that had, you know, crown things attached to the wheel to actually measure that.
Okay, so the two numbers that we're dealing with is 62, which was the number at the time of purchase prior to the expansion. 70 is high end at your property site as of this morning.
Yes.
I guess it's high end, but it's high end too on a still day. It's not a windy day. A windy day is a lot more than 70.
And what number is that?
I'm going to say it's closer to 75.
I mean, do you have readings on that, or that's an estimate?
That's an estimate, but it's significantly higher. You know, we don't always.
What's the highest one that you've registered from your property?
Oh, wow.
We had 78 back then. Yeah.
If the wind is blowing off the lake towards us, bringing the sound with them, with it, it is really loud. And we've seen 78 before. It's, you don't want to be outside.
Well, I understand that. I'm trying to quantify it. You've offered us up these numbers, and I'm trying to figure out what is that number. The 95 number was at the pavement level, and when you first offered that, I thought that was what you were getting into your property. So what I'm trying to decide or understand is the 70, the last example you gave us,
yes,
was this morning rush hour at your property.
Yes.
The estimate that I understand now is 78. Is high end with wind blowing your way. And do you, I mean, have you quantified that, or is that simply an estimate? Do you have a data mark that's what the decimals were, you've actually measured at some point?
We have measured 78 steps.
And do you know when that was?
You know, right this minute, no. Could I get it to you later today? Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you on the road? Are you right next to the tollway, your homes?
We have the 176 ramp going up and on. We are the subdivision in this little cove, right? This tall main line is elevated above us. The ramp is to the south of us. There are 44 homes. All 190 people signed.
So how many feet are you from the nearest car? Literally.
On the main line?
Well, on how
500 feet. We took a Google map of your tollway and the ramp, and there are 21 homes, all of us are within 500 feet of your total of your property, all the same. That was one of the reasons that you guys contributed so much to building the wall, because there are so many families that live in the 500 foot, and I think you extended it out even farther to 700 feet.
Part of our difficulty too is that we're not level with the roadway. Our homes are, the roadway is up significantly higher than the homes, you know, so that the kind of travel down and gets caught in there. You know, there are other sections, you know, where, you know, it's more level, but here there's definitely a road elevation.
Yes.
Mr. Scarpino, was it?
Yes, it is.
You talked about your folks last night wanting guarantees. What is the nature of the guarantee you're talking about?
When I made my presentation last night, I read through your draft list. We know that you did some testing on 355 South. You had maybe 9 different patches of concrete that you were testing, and we knew from reading those that the diamond grinding was the quietest. And well, Bill, how quiet was it? It was the quietest. I don't have a number for you. You know, they're asking questions I don't have answers for.
Mm-hmm.
We had our engineer there who's met with some of you guys before. And he's not a sound guy. He's a civil engineer, so he's a sound engineer. So
I would just say that, you know, from my perspective, when I hear someone wants guarantees, it concerns me a little bit, because this isn't exactly pure science.
Oh, probably right.
No way
right.
That we could predict exactly what decibel level would be at the end of an effort to do some grinding. So
you know,
it troubles me a little bit.
We know that a 5 decibel drop is significant to the ear. We can hear that. Will it be more? Will it be 6 or 7? Could we distinguish that? I'm not sure we could anyway. All I know is it's going to be more than 5. So that was the best answer I could give last night.
Well, as I said earlier, we're very eager to...
Oh, sorry. Right.
We're very eager to continue to work with you and do the best we can. We have certain limitations, financial and in terms of the other communities we serve, that you're aware of, I think. And I believe that the staff has been in the moment
effort to try to work with you on this. Well, don't give up on us yet. One of the procedural things that happened last night, and I'm not a politician, so this was new to me. There's a vote 4-2. Mayor didn't get a vote because it wasn't a tie. 4-2 against doing this project. Immediately after that, one of the trustees said, can we revisit this in a week? And the mayor says to that trustee, sorry, you're on the losing side. It's got to come from the winner's side. And the winner's agreed to it. So we're going to be bringing this back next week. And hopefully, we'll have a 3-3 vote, and then the mayor, who has endorsed this project already, is going for it. So don't give up on this yet.
We'll keep us posted.
And oh, absolutely.
We're going to try. And if there's any bone that you can throw to Green Oaks, if you can help to finance a larger portion, if, you know, something to convince these trustees. I mean, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to say, what more can you do? You know, we're working with them too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, what can you do? And, you know, we hear the trustees and they say, you know, why are you asking us for money? We didn't cause this noise. This is tollway noise. You know, this is, you know, so we're here, we're asking you, you know, we'll talk to Rock, let's see what we can do. We got a week to get things together.
Well, again, thank you for your
thank you very much for
thank you. Thank you for staying.
Sure.
Well, I think unless there's anything else, we'd accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Thank you all very much.